Page 107. Online modes of payment. There are a number of ways you can use to pay for a product purchased online. You can either pay in cash at the time of delivery or pay for it online. Online payment involves the use of the electronic money, which is called as e-money. The money in your bank can be transferred electronically from one bank account to another. You can use it with a credit card or debit card. Electronic money can also be stored as e-money on cards such as a smart card. Please turn your page 108. Credit card. When we use a credit card to pay, the bank gives the money. This is the bank that had issued you the credit card. You have to return the money to the bank within a certain period of time. Debit card. A debit card is issued by the bank in which you have an account. When you use a debit card to pay, the amount gets deducted from your bank account at the same time. There should be sufficient balance in your bank account for you to use it to pay. Blog. A blog is a means of communication that can have text, images, videos, audios, and so on. You can use blog to share your ideas with online readers. The readers of blog can comment on the blog. Some key features of blogs are as follows. A blog is normally a single page of entries. A blog is usually public. Anyone can see it. A blog generally contains text. Some of the differences between blog and website has given down in table 9.1. Please learn all these differences. Come to page number 112, podcast. A podcast is the audio form of the blog. A podcast is recorded and stored on a website. You can listen to the podcast directly from the website on which it is uploaded. You can also download, share, and listen to the podcast on a computer or smartphones. Advantages. Podcast can be easily transferred from one computer to another. Since a podcast is available online, you can listen to it whenever you want. Some of the differences between podcast and blog has given on the same page. That is, podcast we can listen to podcast, but for blog we have to read it. For podcast we can use an audio media player or smartphone to listen to it. But for blog, we use a computer or a smartphone to read a blog. Podcast file can be easily downloaded. Blog files cannot be downloaded. Keywords. Some of the keywords like attachments, password, username, vlogs has given here on page 112. Please learn all these keywords. With this, I am ending this chapter, Internet.